Good morning. This is a subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. It is towards the end of March. Right now, our ambient temperature north of Fairbanks, Alaska is 29 degrees Fahrenheit. That's above zero. In the direct sun, however, it's 60 something. Yesterday, I moved one of the beehives out of the bee barn, the biggest colony, which was the heaviest colony. There was nothing graceful about it. Today, I'm going back in the bee barn and using my infrared camera to see what size the colonies are. The smaller colonies I'm going to move into new hives, put fresh frames in of stores that are left over from last fall so they don't have any empty frames other than the frames right in the middle so the queen can lay. I'll pull out any brood, of course, and stick that in the new hive. I want them to have fresh, clean hives, kind of like spring cleaning. People tell me, oh, the bees will clean it up. I would rather have my bees doing other things than cleaning up after stuff I haven't taken care of. So the bees are going into the hive pod, which is on our deck and faces the sun. I added some things this year. I reinforced some insulation, did some spray foam into the corners. I added some stone tile left over from a tile job that was not being used. So I used it on the floor of the hive pod and put the heaters under there. So those, I think they're 50-watt battery heaters that we use in the winter for our cars, are underneath those tiles on top of some cement board. So there's no risk of melting anything. And I did some temperature testing before putting any of the bees in. And the tiles are getting to a comfortable 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Around the inside of the hive pod is foil bubble wrap. Behind that is 4 inches of pink foam insulation. I'm going to add some pink foam insulation to the top doors of the hive pod. I'm going to continue to use my wool blankets to cover the hives and keep the warmth in. I want to keep those queens warm so they keep laying and the colonies keep growing. I'm excited right now because I'm in front of the bee barn, but I'm watching the bees fly around from hive number one. They did orientation flights yesterday, late afternoon. I've got wood ash spread in front of the deck so they can see, so they don't get blinded by the snow or caught in the snow. What else can I tell you? Not much. Hopefully, I'll be doing more podcasts and more stuff. Brain is getting better. Spring is coming in. We still have, 3 feet of snow. We won't see green until probably late April, and that's fine with me. My bees will get plenty of sugar syrup and pollen substitute to sustain them and keep up the brood rearing. I did read an excellent article on honeybee nutrition put out by the Honeybee Health Coalition, I think they're called. It's free and it's online, and I can see if I can find that link for you. It's outstanding. I think if you're not familiar with honeybee nutrition, it would be a good read. And even for those of you who are familiar with honeybee nutrition, it's a good read. It definitely has inspired me to make some changes in what I'm going to feed them for pollen substitute when there's no natural sources of pollen in the environment. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're healthy. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your bees. Say prayers for Ukraine. This podcast is copyrighted and all rights are reserved. Bye.